Well, you flip on your cable TV this morning, if you're a City One cable subscriber, City of Coldwater, will you find your favorite Comedy Central show, your Nickelodeon for your kids, or your MTV fix? Maybe, maybe not. Coldwater Board of Public Utilities Director Paul Beckhusen on the line with us this morning. I didn't flip mine on this morning. Is it there or not there?
Good morning, Ken. It is still there. I most recently received an email half an hour ago, and they are basically on an hour-to-hour extension with the negotiations. So for the next 10 minutes, anyhow, it'll be there. So
now we're talking about Viacom, which is a huge cable TV company. They own some other interests, too, and they're really big. So, you know, March 31st, obviously, was kind of the deadline for this, of you guys to basically pay through the nose to get those cable channels, right?
That's correct. They're a huge conglomerate and have many channels that they provided across the system, and we're part of a national co-op for smaller independent cable providers, and that co-op is the entity that's negotiating with Viacom, which is, you know, besides Coldwater, there's 5.1 million customers they represent.
Okay, so it's not just you calling up in New York and going face-to-face with them, right?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay. So we mentioned Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, MTV. Is that the extent, or are there even more of them?
CMT, there's Spike TV, VH1, TV Land, and again, each one, even like MTV, there's, you know, four or five channels under the MTV logo. So.
As you mentioned those, I just think, oh, that's all the highbrow programming, isn't it? Yeah.
That's why it costs so much.
I guess so. So what is the deal then? Why are they raising the rate? You know, and for people who don't understand how that works, kind of explain how you guys actually have to pay for this.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, to your first question, it's because they can. They've got control, and what you see with these large conglomerates is they buy up all this programming, and they've got the leverage at that point because they've got a certain channel or a certain product that they have control of, and then they can sell, quote unquote, sell you the rest of what they carry at these high rates. And you know, for example, I was just before we got on the phone, pulled up and looked at where we were 5-6 years ago with VH1 in particular. There we were at like 3-4 cents a sub for that. And again, this is all packaged up. Well, now because these are all packaged up for these 13, I think it's around 13 channels of this group we carry, our costs are well over $3 a customer per month. For that, and now they want to increase that. You know, last update I had, they were over 50%. They want to increase that this first year, and then have 8% increases year over year for the next five.
It seems like a pretty extraordinary rate hike. But again, if they can, now you don't actually have any true readings of who's watching what channels here locally, do you?
No, we don't have any of that information. And again, it's we're forced to carry these stations. So, you know, out of the list of stations they represent, say, you know, MTV is the one that is most popular. Well, we can't carry just MTV. We have to carry all of them, which not only we have the cost to carry, but then that takes up space in our system. Mm-hmm. And there's not this a la carte option that people have because we know not all of our customers watch MTV, just like we know all of our customers don't watch ESPN.
Yeah, but if it went away, if you've lost those 13 channels and as a group and they stop, what kind of backlash would you think you might get here locally?
Well, you know, we've taken some calls over the weekend because of Sunday they started to roll advertising crawls across these stations, basically informing people that their cable provider, being us, was going to drop their station, mm-hmm. which, you know, false information, but trying to cause people to call in and cause us to, in turn, call our representatives. But, you know, we've got customers. You know, the option is then you know they can go someplace else, try to find that programming. You know, we're here to provide a low cost service. That's what we want to do, and that's why we rely on the co-op to you know, get those prices down as low as we can, because, you know, cable TV is a pass-through cost for us. There's no margin in it. So every bit of, because, again, being nonprofit, every bit of our expense that goes up, we have to pass that on to our customer.
Yeah.
And, again, we're forced to carry these stations, which means we can't elect out of it, and we have to absorb that cost. So that's, you know, long term, it's just, it's a broken model, and until customers start to revolt a little bit and to these large conglomerates with these programming costs, you know, I don't know where it ends.
Yeah. So does Charter have to do the same? I mean,
yeah.
are they paying the same basic rates as you guys probably?
Yeah, I'm not privy to what their cost structures are, but everybody negotiates with these carriers. For example, this last fall on the East Coast, was there a Time Warner, Comcast was in the negotiation, you know, they ended negotiations with CBS, and they dropped CBS on the East Coast and other large markets because they weren't going to be held hostage by large rate hikes. And lo and behold, about the time college football started, they signed a deal and got it back on the air. So, it's just, again, it's a very difficult business model. And again, as this content, more and more of it shifts to the being available on the internet,
yeah,
it's just going to get more and more difficult, because the advertising is really what drives this that business.
Yeah. Well, more and more streaming stuff, and I know you guys are doing some work to upgrade your cable, or as far as the internet service too. So maybe that'll help.
And that's what our long term strategy is. In my opinion, that content moves more and more to online streaming content, and that gives us the infrastructure to be able to support that.
Okay, so for right now, it's still on. What do you have to go along with what the co-op decides?
Yes, we are. You know, it. I guess ultimately we can back out of it. We don't have to. They represent each system, and then we sign a contract with the co-op. So if there's something that we're not happy with, we could back out of it and not sign it. The honesty is our bargaining power is a lot less without the co-op, so it's not as though we could do any better on our own, in my opinion. But we'll just have to see where those costs come in, and ultimately our customers will decide.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you got to make sense. If it doesn't make sense that you're going to lose money on it, then you can't necessarily do it. So
exactly. So
all right. Keep us up to date.
And we'll be posting things to the Facebook page throughout the day, so customers can stay informed.
It's like one of those season-ending cliffhangers.
Right? Yes.
I suppose it's appropriate then. All right.
Drama was never one of my favorite classes.
Paul, thanks for the update. We'll stay in touch.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Paul Beckhusen, Director of the Board of Public Utilities. And for folks who say, they might or might not have it here in the near future. We'll keep you up to date on that.